This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 2/13/2019, the day before Valentine's. Fellas, it's the day before Valentine's Day. Just heads up. Not that you forgot about it, or there's no way possible that any of you men could possibly forget about Valentine's Day, but just to let you know, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Alert, alert. Great to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites, and you're in the right place. Very glad to be with you. I'm your honored host. Great broadcast today. James McKinney will be joining us a little later. He's got a new book out. Of course, like most things James does, it's very in-depth. We'll get into that and also other news topics and whatever's on James's mind. And any questions you might have, you can email support@powerhournation.com, support@powerhournation.com. We'll be sure to ask. Joining us now, somebody who hasn't been on in a while, Dr. Robert Rowan. He's really renowned for his stance on medical freedom. He's one of the innovators, certainly in ozone therapy, in America, probably the world, I would say. Maybe I'll let him answer that, but certainly America. He's on the forefront of this vaccine issue and can speak to it quite well. We're very glad to welcome him. Dr. Robert Rowan, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. It's an honor to be back with you. What would you like to know about ozone?
Good question. Well, let's start there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, what brought you to ozone, what you have seen through ozone. Let's start there.
Well, my background is I've always wanted to help my patients avoid chemical treatment. I don't know of any single drug, synthetic, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, that actually cures a disease if you leave out the antibiotic class. They all are patchwork, and they're chemicals to suppress symptoms. We don't have a health industry. We have a disease maintenance system. And you need to get the word health out of the vocabulary. So I always look for ways to help my patients avoid chemicals. And lo and behold, in 1986, I first came across ozone at a meeting, and I said, ozone, we are supposed to be afraid of oxidants, aren't we? And they said, well, why don't you just read these materials? So I took the materials up to my room, and I couldn't put them down. I spent the whole night reading it, and then I went down right away to get the device and the next morning, and that changed my life. Ozone is triatomic oxygen. It's O3 compared to what we breathe in the air, O2. It's a really active form of oxygen. The stuff of life is oxygen. Everything is about oxygen. Do you get it in? Do you circulate it? Do you consume it? Do you burn it? And does that burning create energy called ATP? And that's the cells must have it. It's their electricity. And ozone has a variety of properties that have been well studied since the 30 years I've been doing it, which prove out why one of the great researchers, Vilio Bacci, said when he got into his research, I had needed to find out why ozone does so many things for so many different conditions. The practitioners are saying this, that, and it's hard to believe so many different things. But when you consider that everything is related to how we burn oxygen to make energy, everything from the immune system to your brain to your heart to fighting infection, it boils down to one word, oxygen. And ozone has several different properties, which I'll explain, which help this system. When you treat
Go ahead. Let me interject. So this is, if I was going to make an analogy, we have fireplaces in our house. Oxygen is the firewood. So if you don't have firewood to go into the fireplace, you have no fire. So in our body, that's kind of the firewood. Oxygen then is the firewood.
Actually, no. The firewood is wood. Oxygen is what combusts the wood. So when we eat, that's our wood. That's our firewood, the calories that we eat. but you need oxygen to combust it.
So oxygen becomes the spark. So otherwise the wood just sits there and it's useless, and mice and insects get in it. So once you put the spark in it, that ignites it. Now it's useful.
Exactly. And that's what oxygen
is doing. I'm with you now.
Okay. It is combusting the sugars and the fats we eat into energy. And we actually have combustion in our bodies, literal combustion like the fireplace, only it's controlled in an organelle in the cell called the mitochondria, where it's harnessed to make energy more efficiently than anything we have. Ozone has several properties when you treat somebody with it. It causes an increase in red cell 2,3 DGP, which causes the red cells to release more oxygen in the tissues. It improves the flexibility of the red cells so that the red cells, which are larger than capillaries, can squeeze through and deliver the oxygen. It increases mitochondrial combustion of oxygen, meaning now that they're getting more oxygen, they're actually burning it and making more energy. So all this deals with oxygen. This is what you want. And it's got a couple other properties. Bocce and the Cubans found that it modulates the immune system. And we need that, because right now many people have an overactive immune system taking them down, and many people, their immune systems are underactive and not performing the way they need to get rid of disease and infection. And ozone helps it in both directions. It modulates it. And finally, ozone has direct antimicrobial properties. Ozone directly kills pathogens on contact. Now, it's a little bit different once it's what's inside the body, but it still has all these five factors I outlined. And in 2014, I decided, because I know so much about ozone, to take it to Africa to fight Ebola in West Africa. And the pharmaceuticals shut us down. We were invited by the president of Sierra Leone personally to come, my friend Howard Robbins and I. We got there, we were training doctors, and then a call comes in telling the Ebola Treatment Center to stop using ozone if you value your job. And we found out later, pharma went to the WHO to threaten the government there that if they didn't stop the ozone project, that pharma would pull out not only out of Sierra Leone, but out of Africa too. So they probably did what they thought was in the best interest of their people, since pharma had the money and I didn't, and shut it down. And we were only subsequently able to get the five people with Ebola after that, done quietly, and all five people survived promptly. As soon as they got ozone, they recovered.
And that's okay, this is massive news. This is massive news. Let me summarize and make sure I got this straight. You were invited to go to Sierra Leone, the Ebola, a certain type of plague. Would you call that a plague? Would you call Ebola a plague?
It was an epidemic. If you want to call it a plague, you can, but it was an epidemic. And it was transmitted by personal contact.
Okay, so there's an epidemic going on. You were invited to Sierra Leone. You began to open up your instruments and what have you, began to start the treatment, and as soon as you started, a call came not only from Big Pharma
A call came from the Department of their Health telling the center, Ebola center we were at, to stop using ozone if you value your job. So they stopped. In the meantime, the doctors were terrified of getting Ebola, so they all continued practicing and getting treatments. And I lost it, and I said, there's going to be people in this room who will get Ebola and die. And sure enough, there were. And one of the doctors that I was training decided, when he got infected with Ebola, not to tell their officials that he was infected, because if he did, they would have thrown him in the quarantine unit, and he had a 60% chance of dying. So he got stuck with the needle. And he decided to do ozone on the QT, which he did, and his symptoms abated almost immediately. And he continued.
What goes through your mind, doctor, when you see the level of, WHO, that's the United Nations. Somebody with the power and the reach all the way to the United Nations, to the Department of the Ministry of Health. I mean, This is very, very high up here. What goes through your mind?
Well, we published this, 5 cases of Ebola. No one's ever done that before in the world. We remain the only ones to this day. We don't know if it could be replicated because no one's interested. We've contacted the WHO on this. We've contacted governments. Everybody is ignoring it, even though it's published. What goes through my mind? 2-3 words. Murder for profit.
Oh, my God.
That's what goes through my mind.
What confidence do you have in the medical establishment, the medical, like you said, health? It's not a health system. The whatever you want to call it, the health care system, for lack of a better word.
It's not.
What grade would you give it?
System. It's a disease maintenance.
The disease maintenance. What grade would you give it in America?
In America? F minus. I wouldn't even give it that high. America
is this the biggest?
America is A plus when it comes to acute traumatic disease where somebody's life is at stake and the physical body is threatened, like you get hit by a truck. A plus. But when it comes to chronic disease, it's not even an F because all they're doing is giving chemicals to suppress the symptoms. Nothing is being addressed to restore somebody to health.
So, by saying it's an F, that means it's close to a D. So you're saying it's not even close to a D. It's much low. It's not. It shouldn't even get a grade. You're basically incomplete, a failure.
There is not a health. It's not a health system. It's a disease. It's a keep up the disease system.
Do you think Americans are waking up to this fact?
Yeah, they are, but it's being kept from them by controlled press, which is controlled by pharma. It's being kept from them by a government, which is controlled by pharma, and our representatives are bought out by contributions. Yeah, it's a profit system. Everything in this country is driven by corporate profit. To hell with what's going on with the people. Yeah, that's how I see it. And doctors,
now, you are on the cutting edge.
Well,
you're on the cutting edge. You're on the cutting edge, Dr. Rowan, of ozone and seeing this and outspoken. I mean, do you feel blowback? Do you feel pressure in that position that you're in?
Well, I've been attacked many times. When I lived in Alaska, the establishment tried to take my license on several occasions, and they didn't. I actually got a law passed protecting alternative medicine because the people rose up against the establishment. And if the people don't do that, I mean, vaccines are on the agenda today. They're being forced to get vaccines. The government forces them to get drugs as part of Medicare or insurance. That's the only options they have. And they'll pay for that, even though something costing one-tenth as much might actually fix them. Something like ozone.
There's the music. We're coming to a break. Hold that thought. This is fantastic interview. Dr. Rowan, I'm so honored to be able to talk to you and commend you for what you've done. Stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Robert Rowan, who was one of the founders of protecting alternative medicine in modern America, in Alaska, and now he practices in California. His website is Doc Rowan, D-O-C-R-O-W-E-N, DocRowan.com. His YouTube channel is Robert Rowan, M-D, and his Facebook is Dr. Robert J. Rowan. Robert Rowan, M.D., and Dr. Robert J. Rowan, and the website DocRowan.com. So check all those out. Now, one of the things as I went to his, it was his YouTube page and saw some of the videos, many people were talking about Lyme disease, and that's a big thing, especially in the Midwest, really all throughout America, it's spread. Talk about your success with Lyme disease and what goes on with the body.
Lyme disease is an epidemic in the country right now. Several hundred thousand people a year are getting it. It's caused by a syphilis-like organism, and there are tick-borne associated diseases that go along with it. The tick bite transmits it through the bite. Modern medicine doesn't have good tests for it. 40% of the people who have Lyme disease will test negative, and it has terrible treatments for it. Antibiotics are known to fail over and over and over again. You can get relief from antibiotics, which are expensive, and then it will fail months later because it can't totally eradicate the problem. I know very few people who've been successfully long-term treated with antibiotics, which have their own risks, major risks with antibiotics. It can wipe out the good germs in your gut, and we now know how important those gut germs are. Ozone therapy works totally different. It stimulates your immune system, and I've been doing this since 1986, and we didn't even know what we were treating then. We didn't have an understanding that it could be Lyme or another one of these what we call stealth infections. And my patients got better. And we have a much better idea now that these stealth infections, including Lyme and others. And with ozone, we take some blood out of the vein, treat it with ozone, give it back to the patient by different methods, different techniques, And the results are really quite good. And you can go to my YouTube channel. As you said, it's Robert Rowan, MD, all one word. That's my channel. And see patient after patient who's had Lyme disease, even CDC criteria, standard Lyme disease. And these patients are getting better, dramatically better, very quickly and long term. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they're being cured, because like cancer, I consider it more of a remission. But if I treat them 4 years ago and they're still symptom-free today, they've got 4 years of health, not disease maintenance with antibiotics, but health. And I would say we're getting around 85% of our patients with this problem dramatically better. And we're always on the search for why the few that we don't get better aren't getting better, which could be due to toxins, diet, and other issues that those individual people face. But the results with Lyme are good.
You said quickly. How many treatments or how fast does this happen usually?
Well, in some cases, people with chronic brain fog who can't think, their brain fog clears before they leave the office while on the treatment.
Oh, wow.
Most people will have a very significant response within six treatments. Most will. But I would say many people, they'll notice something immediately or within a day.
Now, what about mycoplasms? I know I've done a little bit of research that's related to the Lyme, that there's some connection there. Do you know anything about that?
We've treated mycoplasms or mycoplasma. We've treated Mycobacterium avium, which is a type of tuberculosis. We've treated Epstein-Barr virus, mononucleosis, all of them. And they all seem to respond similarly, very, very favorably.
We got about a minute and a half before the break, short segment here. Quickly go over what happens in the body when the ozone is reduced. Why is it so effective?
The body actually makes ozone. Scripps Institute discovered that white blood cells do make ozone. Isn't that amazing? And ozone is used in its armamentarium to fight infection. So we're basically supplementing that ability. When ozone is introduced into the body, it assists the body to get what it needs most, and that's greater oxygen availability. When your body is fighting infection, those cells battling consume 50 to 100 times more oxygen than they do at rest. Oxygen is their most critical need, and ozone helps that. Ozone also stimulates the production of messenger molecules called cytokines and interferons. It modulates the immune system. So compared to what pharma does, which is a patented antibody, which can throw your body out of balance for great profit and also great risk, ozone stimulates modulation. In other words, it upregulates the whole system, in my opinion, the way nature intended it to be upregulated.
Fascinating. Is there a point where you can get, there's the music, can you get too much ozone in your system? I mean, do you need
probably,
to cut off at some
possibly,
point?
Possibly, but it's really hard to push it that far.
Oh, this is fascinating. More with Dr. Rowan. DocRowan.com is the website, DocRowen. More about this vaccine issue. Just fantastic information. Somebody standing on the line here. A doctor really standing up for your health. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to take a closer look at the budget deal that aims to avert another partial government shutdown. At the White House, President Trump said he will be looking for landmines in the compromised legislation. The president also delivered remarks at the Major County Sheriffs and Major Cities Chiefs Association joint conference. The president says he will continue to get law enforcement the equipment they need.
As we get additional equipment, we send it out to our great police. When an officer is hurt, it is a wound inflicted upon our entire nation. In my administration, we strongly believe that criminals who murder cops should get the death penalty.
Teachers in Denver are on strike for a third day after the latest contract talks ended without a deal. Roughly 60% of teachers in Denver are striking. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Speaking of oxygen, don't forget Ed McCabe, the Oxygen American Special, OxySulfur, the OxySil, the OxyLift, the OxyEarth, all on sale over at the Power Mall, and you get a free Oxy. With any, you purchase any of them, you're going to get a free OxyLift from Ed McCabe. That's a great deal and help get oxygen into your body. Cardio Miracle also helps with oxygen. Vitamir, 10% off all the new shampoo, the new conditioner, chemical free as far as sodium lauryl sulfate, all those things in your shampoo that just go right into your skin, right into your body. The soaps, we got some natural soaps. People have requested this. Of course, the mouthwash, the toothpaste, what have you. The Sherry Rogers CD set, the vaccine CD sets, all available at the Power Mall. Please give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. 9829 thepowermall.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. Getting back to Dr. Rowan, DocRowan.com is his website. Doc, is it too strong to say that people may be able to see some pretty remarkable, almost miraculous results with chronic things that they may have not had any made any hay with otherwise?
Well, if you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see one of the most popular videos. So it's one of the first ones you come to. A woman who stumbled into my office. She actually was a nurse, and she had to hold on to things just to walk. And she walked out of the office dancing. And you see that before and after.
Wow.
I only had to treat her one more time. That was her knees.
So
That was a knee treatment, a local joint treatment. Ozone for knees is stunning. It's fabulous. And probably you could save a majority of the knee replacement surgeries if people could turn on to this extraordinarily safe and relatively inexpensive procedure.
So if people want to learn more, they want to even do it, it's legal. They can go to your clinic. They can get in touch with you.
They can come to me if they want to. Hopefully they can find somebody we've trained. It's on my on the DocRowan.com website. There's a list of doctors we've trained that they can go to. I can't vouch for what the doctors are doing, but I can vouch that they trained with me.
Well, very good. Anybody wants to learn more, please go to DocRowan.com, DocRowan.com. Now, you're in California, which is the epicenter of this raging debate that's just getting more crucial, more important, bigger by the month, seemingly, is the vaccine debate and the mandatory vaccine debate. What, from your perspective as a doctor, what has gone on in California and where are we with this debate?
There was a measles epidemic in Disneyland several years ago, and a pediatrician who is a state senator decided he would take it upon himself to forcibly vaccinate every child in the state who would go to public school. So he ramrodded legislation through the legislature over the objection of many hundreds of people who came in to testify against it. Many hundreds. 8-to-1 ratio. I was there, and it passed. And it took away the personal exemption, a religious exemption, and it only left a medical exemption. And he swore up and down in testimony that the medical exemption was sacred, and now he's trying to destroy that as well. Now,
what do you mean destroy that? Explain that.
Because there are doctors who are giving medical exemptions, and the state now or authorities are reviewing those exemptions, and if they don't like it or they think the doctor's doing too much, they're going after their licenses, even though he has an absolute right to issue a waiver in his medical judgment. So the doctor, his license is at risk if he issues a waiver. Isn't that interesting?
How is this even possible in America? You know,
because we don't have the America today that we had 100 years ago. It's different.
Well, explain that. What do you mean?
That's very complicated. But the United States today is not the republic that was founded by the founders. That was a republic where sovereign rights, individuals had sovereign rights. Today it's a legislative democracy where there is mob rule, 51 rules to 49%. And we've descended to that to a variety of things. It started basically with Roosevelt and the New Deal. It deals with the monetary system. We're using debt notes, and I don't want to get into that on this show. We're not using real money. So it identifies us as not what we really were intended to be under the Constitution. So we're under regulatory law, administrative regulatory admiralty law. That's how this is happening, and the Americans are asleep at the wheel.
Let me ask you about measles, because the MMR seems to be at the heart of a lot of controversy, vaccines with autism or what have you. There was a case just happened, I don't know if you've seen the news, in Germany. The court ruled that there wasn't enough evidence to classify measles even as a virus. Did you see that?
I did. I don't know what to make of it. Look, I do believe measles exists. I'm not into that kind of stuff, and I do believe it's highly contagious. And how do I know that? Because I had it when I was a kid. And I would much rather get wild immunity to measles than fabricated immunity, plastic immunity from a vaccine, which only activates one side of the immune system. The immunity to measles wanes after 10 or 20 years, so you really don't have the immunity that you think you had. And you're also denying your body's need. You have need to build up your immune system. And these usual childhood diseases actually did that to a large extent. And here's my big beef, and I put this all over my Facebook page. There has never been a study. I mean, what they do is they study one vaccine at a time. One at a time. And here's how they do it. There is what's called the gold study of measles vaccine safety. It's a gold standard. And I just put this up on my Facebook page in the past couple of days, where they took identical twins and they divided them up and they gave half of them vaccine versus what they called a placebo. Guess what the placebo was?
An aluminum shot. Or a different vaccine.
You got it. It was everything in the vaccine but the actual virus. All the adjuvants and excipients was the placebo. Now, is that a fair study? Yet this is held up as the gold standard. It was in Lancet. It should have never been given the time of day, and to this day, the press is pushing it to this day as it's a safe vaccine when they studied the vaccine against its adjuvants, its additives, etc. It's false.
That's criminal.
False.
Doc, that's not only intellectually honest, it's derelict of duty.
It's better than that. They only followed the kids for 3 weeks, 21 days for toxicity. Now, I'm going to take this to another level for you. They're now mandating over 70 different vaccines. Measles is just part of this. 70 different injections to our children. I just told you how they studied the safety of one vaccine, three weeks, and I told you the placebo. They've never done a study looking at, say, 5 to 10,000 children who got the full schedule of vaccines versus 5 to 10,000 children who didn't get the vaccines, who got none of them. That would be a fair study, and you have to look at them for all-cause morbidity and mortality. Not just the diseases they're trying to get rid of. Maybe you would get rid of measles or polio or other things. Maybe. I'm not arguing that. But what about what you might be inflicting on these children? Immune problems. Maybe cancer. I'm not saying cancer, but for sure immune problems. Autism, bowel problems, skin disorders, asthma, arthritis, which has been published. They need to study the all-cause morbidity and mortality for the entire schedule of vaccines and look to see if the vaccinated kids actually did better overall, including the diseases they're trying to get rid of, versus all the other things that those kids might have to suffer with and endure for life. This has never been done, so the system is a fraud.
Well, now, again, in Germany, I'm just going by memory, so, you may have heard this. There was some study or some survey, I guess is a better word, where they took vaccinated and unvaccinated children in Germany and they followed them, and this was 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I think. Do you remember anything like that?
I think I do, but can't comment on it. It's not at the top of my head. What they need to do, you need to follow, when you're doing something like this, it's sort of like the Framingham study on heart disease in middle age and older folks. They followed those people for many years. If you're going to inject people, human beings, with aluminum, with traces of lead, with formaldehyde and other things, and you're going to give this by injection, I believe, and we know that it affects gene expression, I believe it's incumbent to follow those people longitudinally for decades and see what happens. 10 years.
Why do they not?
But it's not enough. Why do they not? Because of pharma. Pharma got immunity. And here is the ugliest thing about the vaccine, why this is happening. The pharmaceutical industry was given immunity by Congress for lawsuits for vaccines. So with immunity, they can't get sued, so they're going to push vaccines on the entire population to make their money. Follow the money trail.
There's the music. One more section. One more segment with Dr. Rowan. Oh, just love his wisdom, his courage, and his insight. DocRowan.com is the website. get a hold of them if you feel so inclined. Tune, thepowerhour.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
One of the things that, there's a few things that will set me off really, really quick. One of them is this debate or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. It's weird. Thousands upon thousands of parents have basically told the same story about their children and vaccines and what's happened to them. They get run around by the system. The doctor tell them they're making it up. The doctors will tell them that they shook their child, and a variety of things. It makes me sick. I get physically angry very quickly. Dr. Rowan, DocRowan.com, we're talking to. Doctor, why is the medical profession seemingly so hesitant to listen to thousands upon thousands of anecdotal stories basically telling the same thing?
You have to follow the money trail. Pharma runs everything. And pharma, I mean, look at the ads on television. Most of them are pharmaceuticals. Go ask your doctor about this poison or that poison. Pharma got immunity in the 1980s. And as soon as they got immunity, I mean, look, they had a blank check. The more vaccines that they could get the legislators to push on children, the more money they're going to make, and they don't have to worry about being sued. That's really, I mean, if they took away the immunity, I think you would see this back away. Now, in terms of autism, you can go to the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and you will see where there is autism and other things being reported. Children are being injured by vaccines, and it is estimated that of all the vaccine injuries, less than 10% are being reported. So whatever you see from VAERS, it's likely to be 10 times that amount. Billions have been paid out already, and it's only a mere fraction because it's almost impossible to get a favorable settlement because the odds are stacked against you. So we know that the vaccines are causing industry, and parents don't want to play Russian roulette with their child. To be honest with you, I wouldn't either. I would rather my child take a risk of measles and me treating him with ozone than the vaccine.
Let me ask you about the medical environment where you live. Your friends in the medical industry, other doctors that you know, what's their thoughts about this mandatory vaccine push in California?
One of my friends is being attacked by the medical board for issuing waivers, and his license is at risk. That's how bad it is.
All right, let me ask you another pointed question that just another thing that drives me. The vaccines drive me insane. On Facebook, my wife does Facebook. I stay off Facebook, but my wife does. And she'll say things about vaccines, other people post. And I hear right now so strongly, it's like it's almost these people are paid to say this, but they're saying so strongly, you are selfish if you do not get your children vaccinated because you are risking everybody's health. And the thought that comes to me is...
It's an oxymoron!
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, if the vaccines work, what do you care if my children get vaccines or not?
It's an oxymoron. I mean, if go vaccinate your child if you believe in it and put the bulletproof vest on your child. If I don't do it for my child, why are you harping on that? Your child is protected. This is an oxymoron. It's fraudulent. It's manipulative. To me, it's evil. If vaccines worked as described, your child has a bulletproof vest, leave my child alone. We will take the risk, and I'll live with it.
I couldn't have said it better. I mean, I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say it better. I mean, where is this going? Because other states are now calling for this mandatory push. Is America ever going to say no to the medical industry?
I have a feeling this is going to go to the point where you may have to show a vaccine card to board an airplane. I believe that will come.
Ooh.
And, you know, the government can regulate interstate commerce and travel. Maybe it'll have border checkpoints between the states. I don't know. But I foresee it happening when you're going to need a vaccine card. This is really serious stuff. I know people who were fired from their work because they would not get a flu vaccine. And flu vaccine carries significant risks. That's known. And there's aluminum in the flu shot. And because they wouldn't get it, the hospital fired them or they lost their jobs.
Talk about shedding, because it says right in the insert you shed for, is it 6 weeks or six, I can't remember, but 2 weeks or 6 weeks?
It depends on the virus and the recipient.
Well, what is shedding? Tell our audience what shedding is.
Well, the oral polio vaccine, which I really happen to like, was a live vaccine. It was a live polio vaccine attenuated, so the recipient of it did not get polio, but he did shed virus in his stool. So if the next person who didn't get the virus or had never been exposed to it got exposed to the virus, he could get polio. That's called shedding. And that's why the oral polio vaccine was abandoned in this country. But in my opinion, it was a much safer vaccine than anything that could be done by injection because polio enters the body through the mouth. That's where it should be. Measles enters the body through the nose. You breathe it in, not through the skin where you inject it.
You know, you can get real depressed about this. I know some of our audience and some of the people I talk to. I'm kind of asking the same question again, but at what point will America stay? I mean, how far are they going to have to push before America says, you know, not only no, but hell no?
I think you need to go to my Facebook post of yesterday where I discussed the book Brave New World.
Aldous Huxley.
And we are so close to Huxley's prediction of genetically modified people. Well, we have GMO food. The people are modified through advertisements and brainwashing, and our thoughts are on Monday Night Football, beer, and a word that starts with P, which I'll substitute the word sex for. And that's what we have been dumbed down to in today's world. And we have forgotten our roots. We have forgotten what we are. We have forgotten individual responsibility. We have surrendered our individual responsibility for the collective. And you see what happens with collective in Venezuela, in Soviet Union, in Russia, etc. And we are marching down that path at light speed.
It's really rare to talk to somebody in your profession. Are there a lot of people that think like you? I don't talk to I talk to a lot, more than most people, but generally I don't see a lot out there. Are there a lot of Robert Rowans, Dr. Rowans out there?
There are quite a few. There are a large number of integrative physicians out there. You can find them if you look. I mean, I've been in this field for 32 years. You're not going to find very many people with my breadth of experience, actually 36 years. But there are other people out there, and I'm one of the few who's really willing to speak up. I have to speak truth. You know, I'm going to meet my maker one day. This is my belief, and if I don't act on truth as I see it, whether it's political stuff or medical stuff, if I don't act on truth now, I'll pay for the price later. And we've lost our way in this country. We have sold out to monetary interests. We have traded individual liberties for collectivism. We've allowed the pharmaceuticals and chemical companies to poison the earth. Did you read in the paper? This is relevant. Insects are in a state of mass extinction right now.
Yeah.
Just read the news in the last couple of days. Life on Earth as we know it could cease to exist in the next few years, and it's largely because we're destroying the planet.
Dr. Rowan, I didn't even ask you about the new abortion law in New York, or quote-unquote law, what they call a law, but everything's changing. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Doc Rowan, DocRowen.com is the website if you're interested in any of these topics, and then check out his Facebook page. It's fantastic. You'll love it.
And the YouTube channel.
And the YouTube channel, too. God bless you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.